World, Oceans, and Seas.
Welcome, students. Look at this interesting map on page 97 in your books. Do you know why it looks different from other maps we've used?
The continents are in different places.
You're right, Gustavo. Class, why do you think the continents are in different places? I'll give you a hint. Look at the parts that are labeled. Salima, do you have an idea?
Well, only the water and a few islands have labels, and the Pacific Ocean is the biggest ocean, so maybe that's why they put it in the middle.
That's a good guess, Salima. You're right. This map focuses on the oceans and seas of the world. Look at the colors on the map and the map key. They should look familiar from past maps. What do the colors represent?
This map looks like the elevation maps we studied for mountains.
Good job, Narang! This map is very similar to a mountain elevation map, but it shows the ocean depths. Similar to land elevation, meters are measured from sea level, where the ocean meets the land, but then they go down. It can be easy to think the ocean is all the same depth, but we can see on this map that it can be very different.
Miss Chang, why would an ocean be shallower in the middle? I thought it would just get deeper in the middle.
Good question, Ariana. Look at the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. Who remembers what we read about that goes down the middle of it?
Oh, I do. That's where the mountains are. The Mid-Atlantic Ridge is in the middle.
Good memory, Pavel. The ocean floor isn't flat. There are ridges and volcanoes and other landforms that make the ocean deeper and shallower in different places.